Hey guys, it's Sarah coming to you from the depths of hell and misery. I am like day three into my COVID journey, and I have lost the sense of smell, and I can't taste anything. But I am surviving. I am absolutely not thriving. But I just wanted to give a little preface that in this episode, we do discuss COVID and sort of memorialize the whole thing as if it's over, in terms of like we wanted to just kind of close that chapter, which is so ironic that I got COVID literally like the next day. So I just wanted to say that I'm a silly girl and COVID is not over, clearly. I mean, obviously I'm okay and I will survive. But everybody should still be careful out there, and everyone should still be taking care of themselves and taking care of their neighbors. I've learned my lesson. I've been struck down by the gods of karma, and I am humbled. Goodbye. Enjoy the episode.
6 feet apart, yet closer at heart.
I just came up with that on the spot.
I can tell.
Hey, what is that supposed to mean?
No, I'm kidding. But that's so true. The 6 feet apart. Who just like decided that that was the COVID safe distance?
I know. And nobody follows it. Like everybody's thinks 6 feet apart is truly 2 feet.
Yeah.
If you actually look at what 6 feet is, it's pretty long. It's pretty far.
Yeah. And it, well, think of any 6 foot tall person, them lying down.
Yeah.
Them horizontal. Is that 2 meters or no?
Yeah.
Social distancing.
Trigger word for everybody. We're going to have so many trigger warnings, like trigger warning mask, trigger warning social distancing, trigger warning quarantine.
Oh, trigger warning unprecedented.
Oh my gosh.
That or word.
Hashtag stay safe. You know how every email's like, I hope you've been keeping well and staying safe. Thankfully, those have gone out of fashion now. I don't really get those emails anymore.
Sadly, unprecedented is still not out of fashion.
I think it's a great word. I use it all the time. But if you haven't been able to guess by this point, we are talking about COVID-19. And
how it changed all our lives.
Yeah.
But we feel like we're really at the tail end.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone's just collectively decided, you know, with the onset of a World War III and everything, that COVID is no longer happening, which is not true because everybody has COVID, at least in Victoria.
Yeah. Everyone in Victoria has COVID. And you're right. Russia invading Ukraine. Okay, not Russia, but Putin invading Ukraine. The one and only thing I can thank him for is that we're not all talking about COVID.
I know. I truly, like, I had a night out the other night, yesterday. I'm a bit hungover today. And was just, like, getting served and dancing and drinking. And none of, like, nobody had masks. And people were just, like, living life and enjoying. And I actually felt like I was in a different universe. It was so refreshing. But yeah, we're just decide, like, we're going to just wrap up this COVID chapter of our own lives and within the podcast by having a little discussion about what this COVID journey has been like for us, what we've learned, what we're going to miss, what we're not going to miss. I hope try to make it as lighthearted and fun as possible, because the last 2 years have been so stressful and have aged everybody more than we can even say. Like, I feel like I've been through hell and back, and I haven't even experienced the worst of it. So where do you want to start, Amanda? You said you were going to ask me questions.
Well, I know you were living your best life in a different continent when COVID started. Do you want to share with us what kind of experience that was, being overseas and away from family? And everyone was terrified when COVID started.
Yeah. Yeah.
Myself included. So I can only imagine being away from friends, family, needing to get on a plane, all that scary stuff.
Yeah. I was living in England. I was planning on being there for another 9 months, but I was only able to be there for about 2 months until COVID. I wouldn't say until COVID happened, because it had already been happening for quite a while, but like until COVID became...
March 13th, it was Friday the 13th, 2020. That's when it exploded.
Yeah.
And it was like a world pandemic.
Yeah.
So yeah, we all heard about it in Asia, but March 13th, everyone got scared.
Yeah. And I flew home on the 21st of March. Yeah, I think. So
that's crazy.
I know.
So yeah,
I your know. Life I'm changed. I'm a hero. Instantly. I'm a warrior. No, basically I was over in England and things were really bad in Europe and in the UK, like significantly worse than they were in Canada at the time. And I was nannying. And so it was like this weird thing of like, okay, the kids were told they were going to be staying home from school. So then my role was going to all of a sudden become like a full-time, not just a nanny, but like a full-time tutor, a full-time cook, because I was going to be quarantining with this family that like I was already having some issues with. Just was like not what I had signed up for. Like the whole reason I wanted to go back to England was to travel and explore. And I didn't really want to be stuck in like somebody else's house, because you're always kind of on edge or like walking on eggshells when you're on someone else's place. So I already kind of knew, if I'm going to be like going through a pandemic, I'd rather be coddled by my family. So my mom and dad booked me a flight. I was actually, it's so funny, I was really sick, like really sick the week going up to my flight. I think I just had a cold from partying out in Brighton without a coat on and just being a dumb 23-year-old. But I had this crazy cold. And I was taking all these drugs and medications to try to like fast track my symptoms, because I was so scared I wouldn't be allowed on the flight. And that was literally, I just remember taking my temperature every single like 2 hours, just making sure, because there was all these rumors at the time that they were going to take your temperature and that they were like detaining people who had symptoms and all this. So it was fine. I got on the flight. Everybody had, not everybody had masks on, because they weren't mandatory. I didn't have a mask on. Oh my God, now that I think of it, I didn't have a mask on. I went through the whole airport. I went on the flight and everything without a mask. Wow.
Makes sense, because wow, it was that early that you left. That's
weird to think about. Yeah.
That does make sense, but it's crazy.
Other people had masks. Like I was on a flight with a full packed flight with like 400 people and I didn't have a mask on. Oops.
I love that.
And Lisa picked me up at the airport, fully masked, fully stressed. And she wouldn't even let us pull over in any of the stops along the way to pee or anything, because they were all closed at the time. Like it was like a ghost town. So we had to pee inside bottles in the car. And then we went strictly straight into our house, and her and I quarantined together for 2 weeks, which was actually really fun, because I was just soaking up all the comfort of being home. You know, like I had the dog, we were working out together, we were watching Downton Abbey. And it was a blast, but it got old pretty quick, I will say. And I didn't have a job for the first 4 months I was home, because it was like nobody was obviously hiring. So I went into a spiral depression, suicidal state. I'm not even lying. And once I got a job and got a teaching job and got out of the house and started dating Carlos and stuff, things kind of turned around for me. But COVID was very difficult for my mental health, for sure. If you could take one thing from this whole COVID mess and carry it with you through the rest of life, what would it be? And if there was one thing that you hated the most that you never want to deal with again, what would that be? I already know the answer for one of them.
Well, working from home.
Yep. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. I had a very, very different COVID experience. Yours, I know a lot of fellow Ontarian loved ones, because Ontario just had the worst of the worst in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy lockdowns while being in the middle of a harsh winter that mm-hmm. felt like it was never ending. I know for a fact I would be in a deep depression if I was in Ontario too. But I'm very grateful every single day. For my past 2 years have been one of the greatest 2 years of my life because of COVID. And it was out of my control in every way, but I know that I'm just very blessed for that. I know that the rest of the world didn't necessarily have my same experience, but
yeah,
Brian and I got Mango, our dog, a week before everything shut down, and we had no idea COVID was coming. So we were told we were able to work from home, and we had this brand new puppy, so we were over the moon to just spend time with him. And this is March in British Columbia, so the weather was already perfect. So we had 2 years of hikes and trail walks and adventures outside with our dog, and he is the most attached dog
he is
a dog could ever be, because he is just a full-blown COVID baby.
And
we both loved working from home. We just grew a lot. Like, we used to party so much more and eat out, but then you couldn't do any of that. And we also had a dog, so we started cooking and just enjoying the outdoors every single day and second with our dog. And I'm very, very grateful for that. And I'm very depressed going back to work full time, which has started. So I'm happy the masks are gone. Not a fan of that. So that was, to answer one of your questions, the thing that I'm happy that, like, I don't want to take.
That you never want to deal with again.
Yeah. I understand they protect you.
We're anti-maskers, people.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
With them. You don't even have to wear them in BC anymore, but still, you get the stink eye when you don't wear them. Like, I just want to be free.
I give people the stink eye at my work because I'm...
Different story.
I just hate them for putting me in the position where I have to tell them to put a mask on. Like, I just resent them for putting me in that position.
Oh, that's fair. But, like, private workplaces, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
People are just confused. I would be confused too when BC is like, yeah, you don't have to wear a mask. I would be confused.
Yeah, because there's no like overarching rule for every single place. Like, you're kind of allowed. And I think that's fair. Like, every person has their individual, like, maybe you have a person at your workplace who's like really immunocompromised and you want to protect them. Like, I think at the end of the day, keeping your staff safe and comfortable is the most important thing. And like, other people can just fucking deal with it. Like, either don't go to that establishment or put on a mask for 5 seconds. Like, we've been doing it for 2 years anyway. I know it sucks, but like, anyway, I think the thing that was the hardest for me potentially, and that I don't ever want to deal with again, even though of course I will probably in some way, is just like the division between people, like the judgment, the scrutiny, the nosiness, like, as to what people's opinions are and ideas are, and, oh, why didn't this person get their second shot? Or, oh, why did this person go to a party? There was over 20 people there. Like, it was just like gossip central, because like, nobody had anything else to do, and everybody was very hyper fixated on other people's lives. And I just am a very anxious person, and I'm a people pleaser, and I want everybody to be happy and content, or else I kind of like sponge their anxiety and carry it myself. So there were people in my life who didn't want to get vaccinated, which irritated other people in my life who are very pro-vaccine, and then I'm in the middle, and so on and so forth. And I know I grew up in a very privileged bubble in Canada where, for the most part, everybody got along, everybody was friendly. You know, it's not like Canada is a super volatile, divisive place in general. I mean, obviously we have our issues, but I never really pictured Canada as a place where the population's super divided. But, you know, with the truck convoy and everything going on now, I'm starting to realize, you know, how divided that our country kind of is and how judgmental people are. And it's been really sad to see not a lot of empathy I'm finding for people, no matter what side of the leaf you belong to. It's just, people have just become grumpy fucks, to be honest. Like, even at work, I'm in the customer service industry, and people have really lost their manners. They've lost their patience. People are just grumpy, and you can't blame them. There's a lot going on in the world. We've had a lot of things taken away from us. I just hope that turns around, and I hope people can start enjoying life again and being kind.
I couldn't agree more with every single word you said. For me, that is absolutely the very worst part about COVID, the division. Yeah, it's so sad.
Because as you know, in our last episode, Amanda and I are 50 shades of gray. Like, we always stand firmly in the middle, legs straddled at all times. We're spread eagle all the time. 1 foot on one side, 1 foot on the other. And yeah, so I did spend most of COVID in Ontario. And it's just wild to like, because I remember FaceTiming Amanda and stuff. And she was just like, everything's fine out here. Like, we're just chilling, la, la, la. And like Canada or Ontario was actually in a state of emergency, like craziness. So yeah, it's just, and it was really hard to navigate a relationship during that terrain. Because I don't know, it was just, it's tough. Like, me and my sister both formulated serious relationships during a quarantine, during a lockdown. And you go from like 0 to 100 really quick, and you don't really get a chance to like take them out into the real world and try them on, so to speak. Like, go to a bar, go to a movie, see what they're like.
Meet each other's friends.
Yeah, it was
the regular stuff.
Yeah.
Just had to.
Which there was pros and cons to that, because you do get a chance to just like strip everything down and like. Like, I felt like I was in high school again, like living at home. You know those like summers before you have to work full time, like where you literally do nothing all day in the summer. You just like entertain yourself. That's kind of what I felt like for a few months before I was working. And it was like almost, it was nice for a time. COVID was very good for me for a time. I was able to start like some businesses and get into my fitness again and all this, reconnect with some friends in Canada. But it got old real quick. But at the end of the day, I think everybody handled this as best as they could, given the unprecedented circumstances. Mm. And I think I feel for every politician, for every doctor, for everyone. Like, it's just, it's been a shit show. But hopefully we have learned from this. Both the society, like societal structures, as well as individuals. And if something like this happens again, which people are predicting it will because of the population of the world, then at least maybe we'll have a little bit of a guidebook as to how to navigate it better.
And like you said, hopefully we'll just have a little bit more compassion.
I doubt it.
Aww.
I doubt it.
I know. I'm a little heartbroken with us Canadians who are supposed to be quote unquote like polite.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie.
I know. I'm like, guys, sit down. People love Canada because we're just like, oh, that's okay. No problem, eh?
Yeah, like, let's be those Canadians again.
I know. And now all of a sudden these random people are like, let's rise up. Let's speak our voice. And it's just like, leave that to other countries. Like, yeah. we don't do that here. We don't do that here. No, we're not that, like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, we're not that oppressed. We have, and, like, Amanda can speak to this because half of Amanda's family is in Poland right now, like, dealing with an actual serious crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like, my whole family.
And they're being, like, way more generous and inclusive and kind than these people in Canada who are, like, I've heard stories, like, because right now the Freedom Convoy is in Victoria, I think, or it's coming to Victoria or something, but they're like stationing here for a while to protest or whatever. I don't even know what they're protesting anymore, but anyway, it just seems like, okay, you made your point. A lot of the things you wanted have happened. Like, can you just, there's bigger fish to fry. Like, there's literally a war. Like, mm-hmm. Let's just chill out. But anyway, that's like my little 2 minutes of political commentary there. One thing I definitely picked up. We can talk about things we've picked up during COVID. I never picked up COVID, thank God, but I did pick up a shopping addiction, an online shopping addiction, an Amazon addiction, which caused me to get unceremoniously attacked by hipsters in Victoria. But I have spent God knows how much money shopping online, and it has been an absolute joy, and I will never step foot in a department store again. Like, the only highlight for months and months and months was hearing the doorbell ring and seeing a package for me. And it was like as good as an orgasm. Honestly, it was the best feeling. That, yeah. And Starbucks. I got pretty addicted to Starbucks too. Cause I was staying in a really small town for like the first year of quarantine. And that was like the only
joy.
The only thing. Like, there was no like local coffee shops or cute little places. It was just Starbucks. So I'd buy myself a Starbucks like literally every day just to get through the day. And now I'm addicted.
I love Starbucks.
And I developed a good skincare routine. Yeah.
Good girl.
And I gained weight. And that's about it.
I did.
You didn't.
The COVID-19. That's true. My hobbies that I picked up were running, since all the gyms were closed at first. So that was a fun one. And also I had a dog, so they went hand in hand. And I like to think I picked up some compassion just seeing how we were lacking.
That's so cheesy, but so cute. That could be like a little like tote bag, like pick up some compassion on you on your way to the star.
Yeah, just observing the lack of compassion from this unprecedented experience. Ew, just kidding. I was joking when I said that word. It's so annoying.
Take a shot every time we say unprecedented. Yeah.
I honestly, in my language day to day, never say it because I can't stand it. Mm-hmm. But really, that's it. Just nature, fitness, and trying to be nicer because I have very close and dear people in my life who are pro-vaccine and really close and dear people in my life who are not pro-vaccine. And it was so sad to see people just instantly judge someone's character based on their choice. I just want to remind everyone, like, their body, their choice.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I don't even, like, I actually start getting a twitch in my eye and my teeth start clenching when people talk about this stuff. Like, I'll get into it one day, folks, but like the whole vaccine debate has truly destroyed my life. But
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be a debate. Just like let people do what they want to do. It always
ends up, everything in today's day and age ends up being a debate, especially if you're someone like me who loves to fight. Like, I love a good fight. It's so erotic, but not like.
Yeah, but I feel like you're pretty central for that. You're like, okay, if you don't want to be vaccinated, cool. If you are, cool.
Okay, but I didn't really like feel that way until I was kind of like, had to feel that way in order to salvage a relationship in my life. Like, I think before that I was very pro-vaccine and I like am very, very liberal. And then so I think I just like convinced myself, which was actually probably a very good thing, that because of an uncomfortable situation I found myself in with a close family or friend member person, I had to change my viewpoint and stop being so limited. But that was very uncomfortable for me in certain situations. So it's just like a, it's just something I don't, like that divided question of morality and ethics and all this, like it's just something that makes me very stressed and I don't want to deal with again. But there's always going to be something that comes between people, I suppose. But another thing that Amanda started doing during COVID was podcasting.
This is true.
That took you out of your comfort zone.
Oh yeah, this is probably the only thing in all of the pandemic that took me out of my comfort zone. So thank you.
We've all been very comfortable in our sweatpants and face masks. Yeah. That's one thing. I think people have
gotten too comfortable.
Gotten maybe a bit too comfortable, including myself. I walk the dog in the morning in like, I actually look homeless. Like, I just know like if I was in Europe or something, I would never be caught dead looking like that. And now it's just, I've just given up on myself. But I think a lot of people have, just in terms of like their weight or their goals or just anything. Like, it just seems like people kind of have to start from scratch now. Like, it's like the world is emerging from a dark hole and now everybody's like, oh God, I've really let myself go. And that's how I'm feeling. But we're coming on to summer. I want to go on a trip soon somewhere. I want to live it up. So I'm ready to rise and grind, people.
You're doing it. Yeah, safe to say. Feels like we're all at the light at the end of the tunnel, except it was not a tunnel for me. It was a beautiful, sunny rainbow. And now I'm entering the tunnel of full-time work. And everyone in the office is like depressed. We're like, we just want to do this in our pajamas.
I know. I was genuinely so pleased. The first few times, I think we had 4 lockdowns in Ontario and I was only there for 3. But the first lockdown was like terrible. You know, I was actually, it was like what, like March 13th or something, like you said. So the world was already in lockdown when I first got there. So it was kind of spooky. It was like a post-apocalyptic vibe. Then the second lockdown, I feel like I was like, no, darn. Like, I was kind of disappointed. But the third lockdown, when I was like stressed as hell running back and forth from my two jobs, like I was like secretly like, hallelujah. I mean, deep down, I was actually very happy. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I needed a break. I feel like the only way society was going to give me a break was for a lockdown. And I felt guilty feeling that way, I suppose, because I knew it was bad for small businesses and this and that. But your girl wanted to work from home with my dog. And I think that's one thing from the pandemic that should stay, is that flexibility to work from home once in a while. But I don't think, I feel like it's going to be gone. It's so sad.
A lot of workplaces are adopting it permanently because they just see how people are completely efficient, like equally efficient, while also happier, because you can remove their commute, this and that. They can be in pajamas.
They can take care of their dogs or their kids, yeah, or their house.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So again, which I experienced, which we'll talk about manifestation another time, that Sarah and I are super passionate about, but I am going to manifest a permanent hybrid, like, or just let us have 4-day work weeks, like the 5 days on, 2 days off. No.
I am manifesting a full-time podcasting, hosting, entertaining job for myself. And Amanda,
you're doing it.
You probably won't want to do it full time. I don't know if you will, because I'd like to have like multiple podcasts at some point. Like, I think I,
how many hours a day?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I want to not have to work. I mean, I'm gonna have to work really hard to get to this point, but eventually when I have, like, I want to be able to work like 3-4 hours a day. But like pick and choose, have my little wee schedule.
Just flexibility. That's what everyone wants.
Yeah.
Life to be bendy.
I want to have 2 podcasts, one with you, and then another one that's like pop culture centered, I think. And then I also want to have a book that I'm writing. I also want to do, you know, the random like TV hosting gig or something. I want to go on tour for the podcast. So I want that flexible hybrid life where I can work from home when I'm editing or when I'm doing that stuff, but I also can get out into the real world, because really we do need social connection. And I think COVID has taught us that, like, it's really not healthy for people's mental health to be stuck at home alone. And I know that depression rates, eating disorder rates, suicide rates all went up the last few years. And so that's just something, like, I felt so alive last night being in a room full of people, like, dancing, drinking, singing. It was so nice. And I'm never going to take it for granted again.
Amen to that. I still feel dirty going in the grocery store without my mask.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it.
Rebel. She's a rebel.
It's like I'm naked. Like,
I know.
I feel like I'm walking into the grocery store without pants, but I'm just doing it the way we did it for the whole rest of our lives.
Why? It's wild. I'm like, yeah. Am I going to have to start like brushing my teeth and putting lipstick on now? No, just kidding. I do brush my teeth. But like, you can kind of hide yourself a bit with the mask, so you feel like you're not fully exposed. Mm-hmm. But, and some people's faces look so different. Have you noticed that? Like, there was a few coworkers who I only really ever knew them with a mask on, and then the odd time I'd see them without their mask, and I didn't even recognize them.
I had that same experience.
Yeah, it's wild.
That is so funny. But I barely recognize myself with a mask. I feel like I'm one of those people where I look very different.
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't want to look at myself with a mask. It's just too sad that this face has to be hidden away. Yeah. Like, it's not fair. Okay, well, I guess that's it, unless there's anything else you want to say.
I don't think so. I'm just stoked that this is kind of done.
Yeah.
I hope. Then comes a 10th wave.
Oh, this is us, at least for the sake of the podcast, like putting a cap on COVID. We're just not. We're
saying goodbye.
Yeah, we're saying goodbye. We're not going to really talk about it anymore. We're not going to like joke about it anymore. We want to move on and be free and be fabulous.
We made our peace with it.
Yeah.
So thank you, COVID, for all the good and the bad times. Mm-hmm. And hopefully see you never again, even though they're saying you'll be around forever. But, like, come on. It's just a flu. It's going to make its way.
Mm-hmm.
It's leaving now.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week with another episode. We literally just pick in the spur of the moment. But we do need suggestions, because sometimes we have a hard time thinking and we never know what we want to talk about. So please leave us.
Read my review.
Oh yeah, please leave us a suggestion. We also wanted to do like an advice segment, but I don't think we have enough like interest for that. But if there's anything you want us to give advice on, we would have so much fun with that. Also, the only way that this podcast is going to grow is by ratings and reviews and also word of mouth. But truly the way to work your way up the charts is getting lots of ratings and reviews. So even if you've already written one, please write another one. Please, please, please ask your friend to do it. Ask your neighbor to do it. Even if they don't even listen, they can just write one sentence. But it would mean the world to us, and we'll give you a shout out on the podcast. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram. The links for that will be in the description.
Okay, this is a review from Birch Babe. I can only guess it's one of Sarah's siblings. Or, you know, just a big fan of yours.
Yeah, maybe it's a stalker.
You can tell these two are best friends, and their energy and humor is so energizing. Love the topics, too. Thanks, aww, Birch Babe.
We are best friends.
We are. And we love you. And you're our best friend, too.
Yeah, I've actually received, it's kind of a shame, like I've received really positive DMs or like Facebook messages, but they're not technically like a review, so I don't even have them anymore. But if you've sent any sort of positive encouragement our way, it is noted, it's appreciated. We love it. And we are just manifesting more podcasts, more fun, more adventures, more experiences, and more growth. Like we're growing. Our numbers are growing a little bit. Yeah, just a bit. We're getting there. And our topics are becoming, like, I feel like we're just becoming naturals at this, and we're finding our groove.
Stay safe out there, guys. And socially distanced. Yeah. Just kidding.
We hope you're doing well during these unprecedented times. Bye.